Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, live from Las Vegas. Welcome to the show. Hosting tonight, the one and only JJ Nunn.
Good evening.
What's happening? You're prepared.
Oh, yeah. We'll discuss it. Yeah.
Gloves are on.
Gloves are on.
Are those cut resistant gloves, or are they?
Because
he knows I got you the proper gloves.
Oh, they are cut resistant.
Okay. Those might not be the right glove for the proper job. I'm just pointing that out.
I don't think they're spray paint resistant. That's the issue.
Hey, they're just got to be cut resistant, not spray paint.
In pictures, they look anything resistant. That's all that matters.
I can get a pair of white gloves anyhow.
How you doing, man?
Good. Busy day. Tired.
Yeah, I hear you.
Rock and roll.
Here.
A lot of work.
That's good.
A lot of work.
People out there not busy at all.
That's true. That's true. But I'm not complaining.
No. Hey, you're smiling. Always good.
I'm smiling. Yeah.
It's always a bonus.
Yep. It was a beautiful day today, man.
I know. Can you believe it?
Beautiful day.
Cool. It's supposed to get cold, though, the next week here.
Yeah, I saw it. It's supposed to drop down to 37 again come Thursday, Friday night.
And like high 50s for the daytime highs,
yeah.
Gary.
So just have to put on some extra clothes, that's all.
Yeah. Sweet.
That's all.
And
piece of cake.
Hey, the man on a mission, Gary Wyatt. What's up, man?
Nothing much. How are you guys?
Gearing up for the cold weather. I think winter's coming.
Again.
Yeah.
Well, what aren't we supposed to have? Didn't the groundhog see a shadow and they said 6 more weeks of winter or something like that?
No, we go by the desert tortoise here. We don't go by the groundhog.
We don't care about groundhogs.
I was wondering about that. Where the hell are their groundhogs? You know? They're not here in Nevada.
We're in the desert.
Yeah, we wait till the desert tortoise pops his head out of the hole and like, all right.
Out of its shell.
Yep, I'm coming out. So what's the latest mission, man? What's happening?
Nothing. I've been lazy. I didn't get no guest tonight. I'll get one next time.
Hey, that's okay. That's not being
lazy.
That's being busy. So we know the difference. Trust me.
He's busy spending my money.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
You know what I mean? Every time I come into the studio, there just so happens to be a bill. Okay.
With your name all over it.
There's something.
Now, is that what I'm supposed
okay,
to do?
That I'm
supposed to bring my bill to?
I mean, it's right on top. Okay. I can have nuts and bolts and carburetors piled up, but this will be on top.
Very top of all that.
The bill will be on top.
And just as a service, can you please leave your door window cracked so in case he doesn't get up, he can slip it through your window on your truck? Just want to make sure it stays open. Ay.
Racing's expensive.
That's right. And whoever tells you it's cheap is lying.
Well, now you got to look at the...
And this isn't even racing. This is
an oil change.
This is just my fuel filter cap.
To get the race cars to the cap. Uh-huh.
He loves buying this Motorcraft top dollar. I think he shouted, when he's building the race car, he goes to shop, to shop, to shop, to shop, to shop, to shop to find the cheapest part. When I need something for my truck, he just calls Ford.
Yeah, whatever's close. Yeah. It's a dealer. That's a dealer item.
He just calls Ford and then tells him, I'm not paying for it. Throw an extra $20 on it for you.
I'll buy you dinner tonight.
Yeah.
The cheapest thing at Ford's, I think, $40 usually.
Yeah, what Ford dealer are you going to? I'm going to go to that one.
Well, that's the tire cap for the straighter valve cap.
Well, no.
You don't see me laughing, dude.
Let me put the disclaimer out right now because he was happy to pissed off. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, it's a Ford. He needs to run Motorcraft stuff, not the damn aftermarket shit.
See, the problem with
that's the way I bought the truck. What we're talking about is my fuel filter. Okay, and it has an aftermarket. And we even found out from AutoZone they discontinued these aftermarkets because they leaked. So Gary went and got me the proper Motorcraft. It's a two-piece with a fuel filter on my 7.3 2002 dually. And I'm like, damn, that's four buffets at the price. And that's just a cap.
But it's not going to leak.
It's not going to leak. God knows how much this cost me in gas.
Well, Lord knows there's a big stain on the driveway. That's for damn sure.
I can tell you this. Every time he parks in the street, and then I park behind him, you know, he leaves and I park there, I always think it's my truck leaking.
I got an old cap on there, and the next time it comes off, it's coming off for good. So Gary went and got me a filter, which is the proper one for the truck.
And you know, when you have Ford, you should probably put Ford stuff on there anyways. The problem is, like, you can't find anybody to make Ford parts. They're like, oh, crap, a Ford? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I'm not knocking Ford. I drive for a
couple
of Fords.
I'll make it for you. Leave a deposit of $500. I'll let you know what the rest of it is later.
It never
cost me this much money before when I ran Chevys.
Everything the repairs, like the motor.
You had fun back then.
Unbelievable. It's just like everything is double. You know, like you say, the tire air cap,
Everything adds up.
You know, today I went searching for a gauge, a water temperature gauge for my race car. Well, good old buddy Thane sends me on a wild goose chase to about eight places.
And he's laughing in the background.
I'm sure, probably.
World famous Thane Alderman.
Yeah. That must be what you're talking about.
So, I don't know if you know or not, but on Flamingo and Jones at the Pet Boys, there is a speed shop in the Pet Boys. So I say, okay. So I go browse around, and I'm walking up and down these aisles, and I said, man, this sure ain't no place for a Ford guy to be in here.
Oh, shit, a lot of Chevy stuff.
Everything was Chevy. Ooh. And about three aisles over, I see a air cleaner that says Ford Racing on it. I said, man, I'm going to go check that out. And that's all it was the top of
the air
cleaner. I said, okay, I'm out of here because this ain't no place for a Ford guy.
That's the Ford section.
Right. That's Ford. They're obligated to carry a Ford section.
I was like, man, there ain't nothing for it in here.
You go to any speed shop, and it's all Chevy stuff. You go to a junkyard, it's all Ford stuff. The Ford section is 10 times larger than the Chevy section.
I can get Steve on the phone to prove that wrong.
Let's call up the Mattapick Apart. Ask him, show us, how many Fords do you have in versus Chevys?
I'm buying an extra 10 acres just for the Ford
section.
For the Ford.
Yeah, Henderson is all Ford. No, it's not.
You've got to walk through the Chevys to get to the Fords. Two rows my ass.
Two rows. You go through two rows of just Chevys to get to 20 rows of Fords.
They do that because they know when the Ford guys get to the Fords, they're going to be there a while pulling a whole bunch of parts.
Yeah.
All right, we'll stop giving you a hard time. They're all the same. They're all the same.
They all cost a lot of money.
And racing, yes, does cost money too.
Yep, it sure does.
But if you kind of compare that to what therapy would cost us all twice a week and
it'd be cheaper.
You think so?
It'd be cheaper. A couch time? I'm telling you, it'd be cheaper. Been there, done that. It's cheaper.
Well, let's do a comparison. Okay, you spend this year just going to therapy.
Okay. Right now, I'm going to tell you, it's not going to help.
Well, no, we're not looking at the outcome. We're just looking at the dollar figure at the end. We don't care if you get better. Not that anything's wrong with you.
So,
shit, he's trying to figure out how to drew the therapist down. I was only here 5 minutes. What do you mean $200?
Have your words choice now.
I'll take a nap for a half an hour once a week.
Yeah, why are you snoring? But you're paying for it. That's different. You're going to sleep while you pay for it. Okay.
It always starts out, I'll tell you, it always starts out. How was your relation with your mother and father? That's the way it always starts out. Trust me.
I was going to ask, is there a right or wrong answer to that?
To be honest with you, it seemed like I always gave the wrong answer.
Even though you changed it every time.
I never found the right one.
Oh, boy.
It was always after 6 months, the evaluation came back, there's really nothing I can help you with.
Hey, this is good news for racers that are wanting to join JC Motorsports. They do not do a background check on their teammates. Nah, I'm just kidding, Jay.
Hey, and we didn't. We never did piss tests.
Got us.
You know, my mom told me if I didn't have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. I'll keep my.
We never drug tested. Look where I got it.
Maybe I should have.
New rule for this year. Well, now it's too late. Everything's legal, so it doesn't matter.
All right.
Hey, he's serious.
Wait a second. What's legal?
No, I won't be the one to disclose that. So
if we piss test, all you would hear is this.
Okay, you can go anytime now. No. Hey, you know, racing is a form of therapy for us all in different ways, I think. Otherwise, why would we do it? You said it's expensive. It takes up all our time.
I just can't figure out what I'd spend my money on that I don't have.
Let's see, vacations, hot rods that are worth, you know, $50,000. I don't know. No, I don't know. It's a hobby, I guess. As long as anybody getting into it looks at it as a hobby.
Trust me, if the wives are listening and we gave up racing and they would be able to answer that question for us. What would we spend the money on? They got the answer. They got the answer to that.
They've had the answer before we started racing, right?
I just hope when I die, my wife don't sell my parts for what I tell her I pay for them.
Well, you know what happened. That's where we all look for these sales, divorce sales and estate sales. Is the guy whose wife said, get rid of this crap. Uh-huh. I want it out of my house, out of my yard. Oh, man.
Wouldn't be tripping over packages from UPS, and DHL at the front door.
Right.
What are you buying now?
And they all show up at the same time.
You call your wife, hey, thanks for calling. No, I just want to check, did the package come in for me today? I'm waiting for three.
No, my wife sends me a picture of the package and says, did you forget to tell me you ordered something?
It's from the junk.
That's the right way to do it, by the way.
It's from the junkyard.
Right.
Oh, in brand new cellophane sealed bag. I put it on eBay. It was cheap.
It's just like the junkyard. You know.
I saved $100. How much was the pot? $300.
Hey, you know, God's honest truth. I bought a race car and I owned it for 8 months before my wife knew I owned it.
Yeah. Same here.
Yeah, what do they say? Like, ask for forgiveness?
And you know why I confessed to her that I owned it? Because she was going to watch us race in Pahrump. The person was sitting with her. I didn't want her to say, how you like
Gary's new car? You didn't want her to find out from another person.
Uh-huh.
I had a blue Monte Carlo, and I sold it, and I put a green one in the driveway. My daughter came out and said, you painted it.
Exactly. Yeah,
I painted the same car.
Right.
I painted it.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's got a new paint job. Looks good.
No, I didn't drop $1,200 on it.
Just
painted it.
We have to be glad our wives don't usually listen, I think. Yeah, I've done what you've done. end up putting something in the driveway or something. It's like, what is that? Why can't I park in the driveway? Well, yeah. It's only temporary.
I usually get, what's that in front of the house?
What's that? Right?
In front of the house.
Yeah.
You know, it's got numbers. It's got sponsors
on it. What's
that
in front of the house?
It's my brand new boat. That's what it is.
I know you didn't buy another effing car.
Yeah, just to say, no, that's so-and-so's. It's just here temporarily.
What the hell's wrong with you? I blame it on Mike. Yeah, it's Mike.
Yeah, that's Mike. He's going to come get it later. Yay.
I've used that. Nope, that's not mine. It's a, you know, it was like drugs. Oh, no.
Right. Oh, I don't know where that came from. It's not mine.
I'm holding it for a friend. Yeah. Right. So you're telling me the car parked in front of the house, you're holding for a friend.
That's right.
It's a friend.
Tell your friend to come get it. I'll stand right here and wait.
You hope they forget after like 8 months, right?
Yeah.
Remember the 69 Cadillac?
Mm-hmm.
That we had the house that, what was that? I mean,
what'd you have? Was it a,
it was a
demo
car.
Car? Oh,
it was a 69 Cadillac. What was the big, one with the, I mean, it had footrests.
Yeah,
on
it was like a half limo or something.
Yeah, it was half
presidential Cadillac.
Yeah, it was half limo. And I,
the light blue or dark blue one? The interior was dark blue in it.
Yeah, and it was green.
Yeah.
Outside. Oh my God.
This
thing
was the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
Ugliest. And I think my wife was.
You got to sit at your house?
And I stripped the cars. I stripped when we were running demos. I did all the stripping in my house. And then when it was done being stripped, then come pick it up. And this thing, I mean, the pile of crap that came out of this car. It was endless.
It was probably a lot.
It was endless. I think I still got some of the parts in the chrome. Yeah, I did. Harold and Jimmy Sherrod were into Cadillacs and limos and hearses. And I still got the parts piled in front of my Corvette. The parts are still there. Some of them, you know.
Right.
69, you can't. I went on the internet, and you couldn't find this stuff anywhere at eBay, so I held on to them. I still got them. If they ever want them.
If anybody's looking for Cadillac parts,
yep.
Please shoot Jay an email.
Yep.
What's your email, Jay?
But
the trick question.
He went right over.
Yeah, whatever it says.
But
really, that's cool.
That thing was the ugliest.
Oh,
it wasn't running. Then we loaded it in the driveway. We put the car and trailer 20 car lengths, and we got to push in this thing. We got to push in this thing. We got to push in this thing down the street. Boom, boom, boom. Oh,
well, I can picture
up on the trailer. Oh, yeah. The neighbors were out. They were watching us pushing this thing. What a ugly beast. That thing was nasty. But that's when we ended up taking down to Prump. I ran that in Prump, and I ran that in Victorville.
Yep.
That 69.
No kidding.
That was a big car.
Safe in there.
I felt safe in everything that we built.
Yeah,
like
I'm just joking. That's something that big I'm talking about.
Oh, man.
The wheelbase.
This
like
thing
that
was, I don't know, what was 140 inch, 142 inch wheelbase.
Oh, this thing
was huge. It was huge.
That one and that Lincoln.
The
gold Lincoln.
Yeah.
I think Billy ran that gold Lincoln.
That was another ugly sin.
That was also at your house at some point.
Yep.
You're still married.
Yep. Yeah, we dropped that off in the drive. That went in the driveway. That went in the driveway. And all I got, the garage door slammed. She come in. And just, all I heard was, what the hell is that?
She added the
words. My answer was, it's a classic.
She probably didn't want to hear that.
Oh, yeah. Windshield. I mean, the interior. I had the windows. I hooked up the battery to roll the windows down because it stunk. It just stunk. The next day I got, can you put the windows up in that car? I was like, why? I'm airing it out. Not when I get up in the morning and drive past and air it out.
Well, you didn't know Hoffa was probably under the seat in that car.
It could have been. It was it was wicked. I don't even know where did you get that from. Nevada Pickle Park?
Steve, thanks, Steve.
Yeah. Not, you know, I'm lucky I didn't find five batches of kittens in the trunk.
Damn. But your wife was happy when that left, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, you can sleep upstairs again, JJ.
Or what did we roll in right after that? Well, we rolled something in right away after that. Maybe it was the Lincoln. I don't know, but I had a Monte Carlo, the wagon.
The yellow one, the yellow Ford.
Yep.
That you ran in Paris.
Yep. I had a Monte Carlo and then the Cadillac and then the wagon. That was a 68
LTD wagon.
LTD Crown Vic. Victoria friggin' wagon.
Wow.
That was a lot. That was old Detroit iron also. But it was fun.
And still married, so that's always the bonus.
Still married.
Hey, that's cool.
I think she is.
My wife's married.
Right, that's true. I forgot.
I'm
just
not.
Then your wife's married.
Coming up on 29 years, and I'm 95% deaf.
It's a call before you come home every time now.
Are
you bringing anything? No.
People say, what's the problem? You got a problem with your hearing? I said, I'm married.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a problem with my hearing.
And you say it's not selective hearing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we had some. Oh, man. The cars that we had in the driveway, stripping them. Even when we were up on Sigmund. We had a couple up there also in your apartments.
Yeah.
Oh.
Retablo,
yep. Over there, Sigmund and Retablo. Some of the junk that we pulled out of that pick apart, man.
I know. If you think back over the years, how many types of cars and you name it.
I had that Fury there, too. The one Billy ran, that Plymouth Fury.
The green one?
The green one. 68? Yep. He did the Monaco.
Yeah,
I remember Pops Grasser did the Monaco at his house, but I had 68 Plymouth Fury. Ugliest skin, friggin' avocado puke.
That's
green.
That's the one I got hit head on in Orderville,
yeah.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, there's pictures of that out there.
What do you think of those cars you got?
I got hit so hard that it put the bumper into the harmonic balancer.
Ooh.
Damn.
I was stuck
wheel.
In a hole.
Yep.
Wow.
I got out of the hole.
Someone got you out of the hole, right?
His steering wheel was bent 3 inches forward.
Holy moly.
Yep. And that's, I mean, it was solid steel steering wheel with the fiberglass around it. Mm-hmm. No, it was 3 inches from center.
Your muscles sore after from gripping that, man.
Obviously, when he hit me, the motor died. And then after we went, I believe Billy drove that car off of the...
No kidding.
Yeah, but the harmonic balancer was rubbing the front bumper.
That's funny.
Yeah.
We had Billy was up in Orderville. That's the other thing. We had that gold 69 Catalina in my driveway. That ugliest half brown and gold 69 Catalina. He drove that up and lost the rear end up in Orderville.
Yeah.
Broke the rear end on it. That was another four-door, ugly, friggin' 5,000-pound, 140-inch wheelbase beast.
All at the same house you're still at now.
Yeah.
Your neighbors must have loved you.
You know,
the guy across the street used to leave me notes.
Oh, no.
Wow. He used
That's
to leave
funny.
Me notes.
That's actually nice of him to do that because he couldn't do the other thing is call.
He did.
The city. Oh,
he did that, too.
I've been through that.
He did that,
that
too.
That sucks.
The yellow wagon, the LTD wagon we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. The Country Squire.
We put...
That's what it's called?
Yeah, Country
I've never
Squire.
Even heard of that.
We put
yes.
three transmissions in that before it left the driveway.
Oh, jeez. That thing didn't want to go, right?
No.
It loved your driveway.
No. It didn't want to leave.
All in one day, we put three transmissions
no kidding.
In. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
No, that was another one we put up. We pushed up on ramps and we did the transmission at over on Retablo.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
that's
over,
the wagon.
Oh, over
really.
There,
yeah.
The wagon.
You get, wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
some long days there.
Oh, yeah. I think it was, I don't know, 1 or 1:30 in the morning when Billy and his dad left.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then they were back at 7 o'clock in the morning. We were headed to Paris.
Damn.
Yeah. Finally got the transmission in working.
Yeah.
Yep. And we went off to Paris with that.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Hey.
Yeah. It was 2-3 o'clock in the morning in front of your mom and dad's house. I was painting it.
Yep. No way.
Yeah.
We unloaded it into the driveway, and we didn't have time.
So you rattle-canned it up
there. We rattle-canned. Yeah.
Damn.
We painted numbers on it and had the girls out.
Yep.
Girls were getting hammered.
No, no.
Party was chipping outside. Everybody else was sleeping, and I was out there painting up the car.
They were drinking.
You were fuming. I was getting my aerosol, my aerosol high, my paint high, my acrylic high, and yeah, that was 2 o'clock, 2-3 o'clock in the morning. We were getting done painting, and then went to demo at 4.
Yeah,
4.
And
in the afternoon.
The first time in all of our travels, first time, Billy got us a parking ticket.
Oh no way. What happened?
Oh yeah, that's right.
At a gas station.
I forget about that. Yeah.
Mm. How do you get a parking ticket at a gas station?
Outside the gas station
on the street.
In a bus stop, wasn't a bus stop or a fire?
A fire hydrant.
Oh yeah,
you had to stop like right into
just to go get waters and ice and you know, for everybody to drink.
They couldn't say, hey,
and,
move it along.
Hell no. We came out and that dude was writing tickets left and right.
Where was that at?
All he saw,
Riverside.
All he saw was Nevada plates.
He probably knew Gary. Like, hey, isn't this one of those Wyatt kids?
No, Gary had been out of there for quite some time.
You know, I think you might have a point there.
Yeah, anybody else would have said, hey, just move along.
Billy probably said, I'm with Wyatt.
Wyatt?
Okay. Come on. As soon as you said, I'm with Wyatt.
I told him, don't mention my name. He didn't listen.
You can say Gary, but don't say Wyatt.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's funny. Hey, that's the fun of traveling.
Yeah. We had a blast from tickets to Ho Pie up in Orderville.
Yeah.
We
Carmel.
Had Carmel.
Yeah. Carmel,
Mount,
yep.
Yeah. Mountain.
Ho,
Mount Carmel.
Ho. Ho. Made pies.
Yep. H-O.
Oh,
homemade pies. Sign. Got picture of it.
Did
still.
You see any of the hoes making the pies?
No.
Or
no. No.
That'd probably be something you want to see who's making that pie.
Right?
It was good. I don't care.
In neon.
In neon. Homemade pie.
Yeah, we're looking for hotels. It was the Best Western in the house, and we drive by the restaurant, and it was like, does that sign say homemade pies? We ate there. Excellent restaurant.
Oh, great restaurant.
Yeah.
Great
restaurant. We had Orderville was
wasn't
was
a
good.
Bed and breakfast. Was it? Hey, we also have hoes in the back making up your beds.
Orderville was a great trip.
Yeah.
That was.
It was a hell of a drive, but man, it was great.
Yeah. Back road.
Oh yeah.
Ended up taking a back road home. Cows.
Like literally
cows. Yeah.
Like
cows.
Literally taking their time, just they on turn the look at us and they just slow their walk. Yeah.
They said we took a suggestion. There was, you know, the long way around,
sure.
Hour and a half. They said you can shave 45-50 minutes off your drive if you take this road. But it's dirt.
Oh.
Okay. Hour and 45 minutes.
But they didn't say, okay,
we're honking the horn. Nobody said anything
about the cows. Right? Taking it.
Okay.
See, now that's some roadkill you should have took advantage of.
Oh, we thought about it. We had a flatbed. We had a flatbed. We just didn't know how to disguise it. That's all.
Right.
How do we
put a hat on it?
How do we put one of these cows in a blanket over it? You know, it was too damn big. Well, it might have got in the 69 Catalina truck. We might have been able to stuff it in there.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. Nobody, a dirt road, you'll save 45 minutes.
Nope.
And then we had a tow truck with the flatbed and two cars on it. And this dirt road was like a grader tractor just went through because it's all bumpy.
No,
and
kidding.
Yeah, so now you gotta slow
the
down.
Stiff suspension and bouncing.
We had Davey's tow truck.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
One lane.
if there was somebody coming the other way,
they're screwed. Not you.
They're
screwed.
Somebody had to move. It was, it was one lane. Well, one and a half.
Yeah.
Somebody was going to have to edge off and go around.
And then a couple of them turns, I was like, holy shit, is this truck going to stay
no
on
way.
The side here? To, you know,
really?
Remember some of those hairpin turns?
Yep. Couldn't see nothing coming the other way.
One lane.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, that was a trip.
It was fun.
Did you suggest that road to anybody else?
Trip. Yeah.
And then?
Oh, hell no. Unless they were going hunting.
Which you didn't like it.
Yeah. And then? Coming through Arizona, we get pulled over.
Oh,
no way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's a story in itself. Oh, my word.
It's
on the same trip. You
yes.
get off that road. You're heading
no,
back.
We're on the 15, you know, just out of Utah into Arizona.
It goes Utah, Arizona,
and
Nevada. Well, you got, what is that, a 6-mile strip?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Here's what gets me. You got two wrecked cars with numbers on them, and at the time, I believe we had our plates up on the roof of the cars. The ones.
The ones that had the numbers.
Numbers. Okay.
They require
signature. A sale.
There you go.
A fin.
So you got these two cars that obviously don't look like street cars. They're wrecked. We're coming home from the demolition derby.
You're in a tow truck.
Truck.
Pulling the trailer.
All four corners on the car are dead to
straight. Each
car.
Straight.
Each car.
The Pontiac has the right axle and wheel up in the trunk. Okay. The front end of the Plymouth. Okay. The bumper is all the way
to
the harmonic balancer. The front end was flat. The front end was completely flat. You know, the bumpers are stuck in the tires, the edges. You know, we had to drag both of them up on the trailers.
So this cop walks up to us and he says, "What are you guys doing with these cars?"
Now, mind you, Nevada plates.
Yep.
We're headed towards Nevada.
And then, so we explained to them that we were just in Orderville, Utah, in a demolition derby. That's why the cars are wrecked. And he says, "Well, the next time you guys come through here, you need to stop and let us know what you're doing with these cars."
What?
Because we're concerned about theft. Okay,
now
he was concerned about that. We went somewhere,
stole these cars,
spray painted numbers on them, put fins on the roof with our numbers, put sponsors on there. He was concerned about theft.
And no lie.
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. The only reason why we brought them home is because we had certain things in them and the motors were still good, our bars and our batteries and everything. Other than that, we would have left them.
So after we answered all of his questions, and at the time, we had my brother Larry, and he said, "Gary, just do what he says. I don't want to risk my CDL."
Because
he's got a CDL license. So I'm like, okay. So what I didn't answer, JJ answered, and he said, "Well, okay. Well, the reason I pulled you guys over is because I'd like you to put another strap on the back car."
No way.
We had 20 minutes there explaining to him what the cars were. And he says, "Oh, well, the reason I pulled you over is because I want another
strap on the back
of that car."
We had a chain and three straps on the car already, along with a winch on the front, okay, on the crossmember, through the body. A winch, three chains, and a strap. He wanted another one. He was concerned that was going to fall off. I was like, "Really? Do we have another strap?" We went...
We'll find one.
Yeah.
we got another strap, and I think we hooked it on the passenger
just
door.
Right.
And
right. Yeah, exactly. So this looks
there's
like
it. There's his strap.
Wow.
Okay. But we know from now on, through Arizona, through I-15,
now you gotta,
we have to stop and let them know what we're doing.
But you got to ask him, where can I find you within the 6 mile of I-15 so I can tell you we're coming through?
Yeah, and the whole thing is, he was just had nothing going on.
Well, he's got six miles to look at. He's got to look for something. Come on.
And I'll be honest with you. I mean, he had to be, but what, 70?
Well, that's why he thought they were
giving him 70. Huh?
He thought those were new cars.
He might have.
Oh man!
But, oh yeah, that was.
I think he was 70 when the cars were made.
Right.
Yep. That was the Arizona trip.
Orderville, Utah.
Went to Orderville and got stopped in Arizona.
Yeah.
Went all through Utah.
Three hours
through Utah, no problem.
And then
3 minutes in Arizona.
Because you didn't warn Arizona.
Yeah.
I mean lights and sirens and run up alongside of us and point us over and then
fall
back
off.
Oh man.
And then we had Billy and there was 12 of us all piled out of the cars. we had the trailer and
that's funny.
And the flatbed and there's 11 of us standing on the side of the road. It's like
I would have
really
outnumbered, but okay, you guys just mosey along now. Yeah.
Put a strap and go.
Yeah, exactly right. Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh well. And you guys have notified Arizona every time you've gone back, haven't you?
We haven't.
Oh man, you're breaking the law. You've been warned.
We haven't.
We haven't been able to find him.
That's right. You're still looking for him.
We haven't been able to find him.
That's funny.
Oh well. Yeah, that was a trip and a half.
So you were delayed a couple different times, so that sucks. Did you tell them about the cows? Hey, there's these cows slowing down the road back in Utah. That's true. Another jurisdiction, yeah.
You think that Arizona trooper's going to do something for Utah?
Arizona State Patrol.
Ay, ay, ay.
That's it.
Oh, well. Yeah. Hey, that's what's fun about traveling. You always have some kind of story, man.
Oh yeah, we got a lot of them.
Oh, right,
we got a lot of them. From 07 to 11, 4 years. We got a lot of stories.
Oh man,
can't wait till the new stories start coming out in the future.
The
right?
Joys of traveling with so many people.
The hotels.
Oh, the hotels.
The hotels. Yeah, those are.
Now most people can travel without stories. Why do you guys always have a story?
Oh, man. Traveled with the people we've traveled with?
Again, you don't do background checks. There's 18 motorsports.
Yeah, we should. All of them need couch time. I'm not the only one.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, you don't know anybody needs couch time.
All of them need a couch time.
It was so much fun traveling.
I think you talk about the racing community in general.
It was
adrenaline junkies.
Just outside, what was that Motel 6 we stayed outside?
Victorville.
There's two Motel 6s there.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
On the right hand side, yeah. Yep.
The first one, we weren't warned. Okay. We weren't warned. We had demoed Saturday night in Victorville. And we woke up Sunday morning to bang.
Bum, bum, bum,
bum.
No way.
Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, wow.
Right across I-15.
It's a gun range.
Oh, shoot. No way.
There were three of us that came out of the hotel room wondering what the hell was getting shot up. We standing on the balcony in our drawers, and we hear pop, 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 pop. And it was like, I don't know, it was like 9 o'clock.
Jeez.
It's Sunday morning. And right on, we're allowed to start shooting at 9 o'clock
right.
Over here. And the wind blowing that way. We're on the other side in the hotel rooms. And all of a sudden, the guns start going off. we thought we ended up in a war zone.
To be honest,
welcome
with
to Victorville.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. And it was what we rolled in. We rolled in Friday night. We thought we had a great hotel and there was going to be a party because what was it, Billy or Jen had the kids and they go down to the pool and they come back. We ain't swimming in there. So what's the matter with the pool? They found underwear.
We were late to that party.
Yeah.
We must have been a day late.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably was a good thing anyway.
It was Wednesday and Thursday because Friday it was just remnants of underwear and I guess Saturday
we're not swimming.
That was something. And then there was the one time we stayed there again after that. They rented us a room with a broken window. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
You need a new concierge. Ay, ay, ay.
And then it was San Diego. We did the Monster Jam. We ended up, I forgot what hotel that was.
I don't even remember.
There was 11 of us booking in, what, three hotel rooms.
Two hotel rooms. How many would be staying in each room? One. Yeah, one.
And we had an adjoining room. We had a suite.
That's funny.
Okay, the first thing we do, all right, in between the suite door, I knock on the door.
Open
I grab the door handle. It just falls right down.
Oh, shit.
It just falls right
down.
And see,
they blame me for breaking everything.
Oh, Jesus. And then Tammy Grasses, she was pissed. She was pissed. And she booked the room.
There was no
damn hair blower.
Oh,
remember that?
Lord,
oh,
yeah.
Man.
In either room?
We listened to that.
Oh, my Lord.
I can't believe there's no goddamn hair blower.
Nope.
Where's the hair blower? There should be a hair blower in here. It said it had a hair dryer.
Yep. Ay, ay, ay.
Did you guys end up getting a hair dryer eventually?
Jeez. I have no idea.
You guys stayed out of that one.
We weren't going there.
I didn't need one, so it
didn't matter.
Right?
We knew the guys. We had a 7-Eleven across the way. They were making trips back and forth, okay, with cases of beer. Nobody was asking 7-Eleven if they had a hair dryer. Okay, at that point. That was Monster Jam back. That was 2009.
2009, yeah.
2009.
No kidding.
That was
that's
San Diego.
Funny.
We
that's
were
at the. Qualcomm Stadium.
Oh, yeah. We were the only Nevada Demolition Derby team in by invitation.
That's right. You said invitation. The only demo team.
Yep.
Right.
Only demo team. That was by invitation. Alone had 20 cars. All right. And it was all California. And I thought it was a great honor to represent Nevada.
Absolutely.
You know?
That's cool.
But it was wild. They loved their demo cross out there. San Diego fans loved their demo cross.
Did you guys get to go on the jumps?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's cool. I'd like to see some
you got
of that
extra.
Here.
You got extra points for launching off the jumps.
Oh,
and landing, yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. We had Garcia landing on the trunks of cars.
That's dangerous.
Dave Garcia, he drove a red Lincoln. And he launched sideways off the jump into the trunk of cars.
That is
oh,
crazy.
Yeah. He was crazy. He won Mad Dog.
Yep. I was just going to say, he got the Mad Dog.
He laid me out. I had a 72.
A red one.
And I was leading for three laps. And he held up in a corner and waited.
Wow.
And I came off the jump at the start-finish line. And he just threw it in reverse and wiped out my right front end, man. Oh, yeah, anything goes. Democross, anything goes.
Yeah, and I like the Democross idea versus like a demolition derby. I mean, I like demolition derbies too, but the Democross sounds like more fun.
60,000 people,
crazy.
Okay? I got open pipes.
Indoor. Wow.
I got open pipes. I could not hear my engine running. That's how loud it was.
Oh, no.
That's how loud it was. I often said I don't understand how the quarterbacks can actually, you know, or
sing
the receivers or yell out plays because
just screaming.
It was deafening. I could not hear my 500 running.
Is that crazy?
And I had open pipes.
Amazing.
I could not hear it running when we got started. When the hit started, it was quiet for the first lap, and then come the second lap. all hell broke loose.
Like screaming and standing.
All hell broke loose after that, man.
That's cool.
But that was another wild trip. We had, I don't know, we had, they have an autograph session. We had over 22, 23 people come
Line
in
up.
From Nevada.
Oh, no way.
To come,
wow. Come down and watch
it. Come watch it. That's beside the 11 that we had. We had another 20 some odd people that came out to see us.
Cool. Did they do the autograph session outside the stadium or inside?
In the parking lot.
In the parking lot.
In the parking lot, and that was nonstop, 4 hours.
Oh yeah.
That was nonstop.
Wow.
Billy, after 3 hours, got his father to start signing.
Billy
threw the pin at his dad.
Before. Holy moly!
Billy threw the pin at his dad and said, "You sign, I'm leaving."
He walked away.
Had a line. Both cars had a line.
Stamp next time.
we rolled out there like we did, you know, like we used to hand out stuff in Trump to the kids down there. We hand out. I mean, we rolled out with a bunch of stuff, coloring books and stickers and cars and all sorts of stuff.
Wow.
And the two promoters come up. They come up with two bags of candy. Well, Mom and Pop Grasser already had candy on the hood.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. And we're signing all this other stuff. And they took one look at us and they said, wow,
you've
never had anybody bring out their own stuff
before. Yeah, you guys have done
that,
Gary.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when we ran out, I mean, I don't know how many thousands of kids. This was 4 hours.
Amazing.
Nonstop. We had the cones. Like Gary said, we had lines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had lines bigger than the monster trucks. I think they were jealous.
Right.
To be honest with
you. Yeah.
And we ran out of, I know everybody else did. When we finally ran out of stuff, we had them start signing the cars. We had nothing left for them to sign.
Yeah.
And they just used the cars and they signed the heck out of them. There's pictures out there somewhere.
That's cool.
Both cars. We went in with red and white.
Yep.
I ran the 72 Caddy and Billy ran, was that the Monaco?
Yes.
He took painted red and white Monaco. Dodge Monaco.
68, I think.
68 Dodge Monaco.
Wow.
And we had them painted up red and white, 515 and 33. And it was endless. 4 hours of nonstop.
And
the kids loved it. Absolutely loved it.
That's
because we're letting them get in the cars,
right.
Out of the cars. You know, we prep the cars for this, you know, cover up the sharp stuff and kill the battery on it and tape up the gas tank and the trunk and stuff like that. We set them up because they said there was going to be an autograph shot. We didn't know it was going to be for 4 hours and 5,000 some odd kids.
And after they said, okay, we're done with the autograph session, it was 15 minutes before the line went away at our cars. Because they were like, come on, you got to go. No.
Yeah, they're chasing the kids away from our cars. The other guys are moving out of line. We were all lined up with the kids and everything. But that was
funny.
It was a blast. The kids loved it. Absolutely, absolutely loved it. You know, they get to see their name go around the track on the car. It was
that's
a blast.
Pretty cool.
It was a blast. We did. That was the only time that we actually ran out of stuff to give
crazy.
The kids, because we give out flashlights and cowboy hats and little wooden cars and rulers and all sorts of stickers and everything. We've always had enough for all the kids at all the tracks that we go to.
Right.
Waterville and Havasu, they have autograph session down there. Out at LVMS and Pahrump, we always had stuff for them down there. And that was the only time we ran out of stuff.
That's crazy.
I mean, who the hell figures it's going to be over thousands of kids, you know, that early? I mean, it's like 5-6 hours before the show that they opened up the pits too. You know, there was no working on cars. It was all safety.
Right.
No working on cars. All tools had to go away. All gas cans had to be concealed in our trucks. Okay. And they were serious business.
Wow.
Yep. Had a blast. Had a blast.
Yeah.
It's in top five, man.
You know what? And that's what it's all about. It's not just for yourself racing and stuff. It's that's what you're there for the kids and the parents of the kids and the entertainment factor of it.
Yep.
That's that's part of the therapeutic part, I think, you know, the fun yeah. part. But, you know, hey, locally, we're, just kind of, I'll go ahead.
We put on a show. I
know,
can tell you that. At Qualcomm Stadium, we put on a show.
Would you like
Motorsports.
To do something like that again? That'd
yeah,
be
no.
cool.
Maybe oh, we'll look, in a minute.
Maybe we'll look into that, Gary. Huh? Yeah. Do something locally, though.
We've been invited out, okay? What? They had mini stocks, four-cylinder demo cross.
Yes.
Okay, we weren't prepared to do that. We were more full-size right. cars. Then we were invited to Pasadena. For a trailer race, and then we were invited back down to San Diego.
I'm sorry, not Pasadena, Anaheim.
For,
you guys,
for the trailer race, this is invitation. This
right,
is,
and could you guys still keep in contact with wasn't
yes.
that kid when you're talking about Gonzalez? Or,
Dave Garcia. Yes.
Right.
Yeah, there's
cool.
a few guys out
right.
there
that you run across
that,
still
that,
today that,
that
still do
yeah,
it, right?
That is still out there doing it.
That's pretty
then
cool.
they went to, that was Anaheim. First was Qualcomm for mini stocks. Okay, four-cylinder demo cross. Then it was Anaheim for a trailer race, full-size car trailer race. And then back to San Diego again the following year for a full-size trailer race.
Wow.
And we turned those... Turn
right.
those down.
Unfortunately,
then Monster Jam changed hands, and they went into a different direction.
Right, a different venue, I guess.
Right,
you know.
You know, and they hold them all over the United States.
Right.
They go with, you know, it
yeah.
depends on what region. We had even gotten into what region, and we were looking to do something out here with the Las Vegas
right.
finals.
Right, they do something different. Yeah,
but with the finals, they roll out, you know. All the monster trucks, they got five, six, whatchamacallit, all the whole group of trucks
right.
Out there. They'll have three, four of the same kind that tour the country.
Right, right.
You know, a lot
Speaking
of people.
Of that, I think
a lot of people
actually
don't,
coming in town this,
yeah.
in March.
March
25th.
A lot of people
yeah.
don't know there's not just one Gravedigger.
Right, there's multiple
okay.
of each. Right?
Well, a number of them show
yeah.
up at Las Vegas, same same with these other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's two, three, four of the same truck that shows up at the Las Vegas.
That's crazy.
They have a full schedule. We never could, because Gary and I had spoke about it,
right.
about trying to get a demo cross going on out here.
Yeah.
And it just didn't develop. We found out, that's when we found out this demo cross was in a different region than
right.
California
different
and Arizona.
Promoters and,
different promoters, yeah. different insurance.
Yep, exactly.
And
a lot involved.
Pretty much it, we left it at that. Didn't push the issue in.
Yeah. Hey, you know, but if you want your kids to be involved in something like similar to the autograph session you guys had there, you have the Touch a Truck event coming up April 29th. You know, all your get your it's not just for the kids. I mean, I've walked around there every year that I've been out there and looking at all the different vehicles and trucks
yep.
and the safety, the garbage trucks, and you know, you name it, there it's out there. And April 29th behind the Orleans, you know, JC Motorsports.
Yep.
Hey, what, how many years now?
This
the Bomber
Nine.com,
ninth year. You guys been involved in doing this event, which raises money for the
family
connections.
Yep.
You know, it's a Touch a Truck event, just like it says. It's where kids can come out and experience huge vehicles, huge
trucks.
You guys bring out the race
trucks
cars
that they see every day on the street.
Yep.
Garbage trucks, fire trucks,
yep.
SWAT trucks, big rigs, bulldozers.
They've had
helicopters. They blow up
yep.
a balloon on the ground. You can
mm-hmm.
walk in and out of. They got the shark reef truck. They
yep.
got a shark that's in water.
Yep.
Okay, one of their transport trucks.
Live
trucks. They got food trucks out there.
The last couple years, right?
Yep.
They've had.
Yeah. If you can imagine the truck, they got it out there.
Yep.
All there is to it. The fire trucks, they do exhibitions, SWAT, EMTs, and you can go in and sit in all these. Gus the Bus.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, they had Gus the Bus out there. They had
the
Wiener Mobile out there.
I was just
going to
say that one year. Yeah, they were getting out little
yep.
Wiener whistles.
They had the canine.
Oh, yeah.
The police
yep.
canine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get too close to them.
No.
They'll smell you.
They strategically place you guys on the other side of the
uh-huh.
the event. from the police.
They know us.
We're in the back.
As a matter of fact, they put you by the helicopter in case they got to get you out of there quick. Did they have the helicopter last year?
Yep. Yes.
They did.
Flight for Life.
One year they didn't have the Flight for Life, but they had Maverick come in.
Yeah. Maverick
yeah.
came out.
But
the kids love that. What's that? Yeah. I mean, how often these are all vehicles. How often you have a chance to get in these vehicles? A race car, a garbage truck, okay.
And they let these kids after a certain period.
Yeah.
Blow the damn horns on these things.
I was just going to say, and this year is a 2-hour horns free from 9 a.m. to 11
Started off as 1 year for many years.
For an
hour.
For
1 hour.
1 hour.
Hour and a half for
last year.
Couple years, I think they did. Yeah. And then this year is actually
a
2 hour.
2 hours.
Yeah. Horns free, so
yep.
2 hours apiece.
I wouldn't
AJ.
Mind if it was 6 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Free.
I was gonna say because some of them horns get blowing, and the kids don't lay off it. They stay on it.
The first year, Billy Grasser got us to come out.
Yeah.
Okay, and we bring a couple race cars. We take up 2 stalls. All right. And it's right across the aisle.
No, right next to.
Right, that's right.
Right next
right
to.
Right next to 2 Republic garbage trucks.
Yeah.
Okay. These friggin' horns are louder than the fire trucks.
You're talking about air horns.
We walked at it. We were yelling at each other just to hear each other. Our ears. And we're like, we hear the horns dying. Okay,
so you're
like,
horn,
yeah.
All right.
We're like, yeah, all right. Then we hear the garbage trucks fire up.
They start the engines.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, crap.
I'm like, hey, we're disconnecting the battery in that damn thing.
The next year, we filed the paperwork, and we filed nowhere near public garbage trucks.
Right.
I mean, the trucks were clean as can be.
Right,
they
right.
Were,
they're nice. Yeah.
They were showroom ready, and so were the horns.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, nowhere near the Republic garbage trucks. Thank you. We would have been better off with the fire sirens.
No doubt. Yeah. No, that's always fun every year.
April
29th, behind the Orleans,
yep.
Next to the arena.
Yeah,
behind the arena out there. So
yep. You can't miss
no.
Northwest corner of New Orleans.
And usually it's not up yet, but usually you'll be able to go to their website, touchatruck.com and get tickets in advance, but they're not updated yet. But they will at some point. You can get the tickets in advance, save a little bit of money, or you can get them at the door, you know, at the entrance, but it costs a little more. But
100% of the money stays here in Vegas.
Absolutely.
And their new facility in Henderson.
That's right. You know, and that's,
okay, that's only 2 years old. They opened that up 2 years ago. This is a charity, all their money, 100%. It doesn't get divided up.
And they're not federally funded anymore.
No, they're not.
This Touch a Truck is one of the, if not their biggest
form of income.
That's it. So, that's, you know, it's something that's really near and dear to our heart, and hope you can make it up.
April 29th. Man, I can't believe we're out of time. We didn't talk about anything I wanted to talk about. So we will next Tuesday. We got some RPM stuff. We'll fill you in on what RPM means next week. It's serious to the local racing.
Recognizing the Protection of Motorsports Act.
Absolutely. We'll talk about that next week. But thanks for joining us. We'll see you live at 6 o'clock at AutoMovesNow.com next week. Tuesday.
Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.